Yeah, we're men in our 30s only. There's no reason for feeling lonely. We're just men in our 30s only. We're in the prime of our lives. Yeah, we're men in our 30s only. There's no reason for feeling lonely. 'Cause we're men.
Welcome to Men in Their 30s Only. I'm Mike.
And I'm Chris. And we're back. It's been close to a year since we made an episode. A lot of people probably thought we would never make an episode again, including probably me.
I never doubted us, but man, things have changed quite a bit.
I'll say so. I think that a major reason for bringing the podcast back is because it's something to do. because at this moment in history, for anyone who may be listening to this in the future, we are under what I guess you would call a quarantine. I don't know if that's the correct thing to call it, because you can leave your house, but you kind of shouldn't, and you shouldn't be around anybody else because there is a virus out there.
Yeah, you know, you can leave, but you just can't really go anywhere.
Yeah, everything is closed. It is April, I think it's April 8th. I lost track of what day of the week it is, what the date is, all that kind of stuff. I believe it's April 8th, 2020. And, you know, once again, for anyone listening to this in the future, we are in a very dark and bad time, to put it lightly. I just looked at, I always update the tracker as to how many people have died from the coronavirus. And Mike, do you do that? Do you check out that website?
I keep track on, like, I have CNN on constantly, and I keep track in my journal every day. That's the headline is the date, comma, the number of cases, comma, number of deaths.
Yeah. I don't know if you saw, I just updated it, but there were, so far, I think today there were 1,800 deaths. And so it's almost, we're pushing 15,000 in the United States right now. And that is insane. That is really crazy. And I don't think that we're even near the peak of it yet. But I don't know. You seem really up to date on the news of it. We text each other about it a little bit. But what else do you know?
I mean, I become obsessed with it. I watch every press conference from everybody, and I read about it all day and all night. And it's kind of like, I think that's more of a problem than it is a good thing. But I mean, the good news is we're definitely slowing down. Like, at the beginning of the week, our projections were about like 40,000 deaths by Friday. And now it looks like there will probably be like 20,000. So it is, you know, slowing down. I don't want to say that's good news, but it is something.
What is your prediction on how long until we can go back into the world?
So, I mean, right now they have it that we will be locked down until the end of April, which would be another 22 days. I say we definitely are locked down all of May. I think the most aggressive we could be would be like June 1st. We come back out, like, as far as we can, you know, groups of 10 or smaller, things like that. But I think that might be too aggressive. But that's what I've called from the beginning, so I'll stick with that.
It's just crazy. And, you know, you tend to think about your own situation, and no matter how much I complain about my situation, I don't have the virus. So I feel like, you know, kind of selfish anytime I feel bad for myself. But you also can't help but think about your own particular situation and what you're going through. But, you know, on the other hand, you could be on a ventilator in a hospital somewhere. So, you know, I guess that's one thing to be thankful for.
Yeah, no, I mean, I've been saying until I lose my health and my paycheck, I won't complain. So far, I think I'll at least have half of those. So,
yeah. And what have you been doing to pass? So you can still work from home?
Yeah, I think I still have my job this week at least. I don't know what happens after that. But so my day-to-day life hasn't changed a lot because I've always worked from home. I just have like less work to do. And I mean, I hate to say it, but I honestly don't mind this. Like I'm not a big like social person, and there has been some benefits as far as like, there's no expectations for the weekend. Any little thing is kind of stands out, you know, just going for a walk, you notice that. So I'm the annoying guy that kind of sees like the positives of it, I guess.
I guess I always thought, maybe I thought I was some sort of tough guy and would like to be by myself and just hang out with animals. But I came to the realization, you know, recently that like, no, I don't like this. You know, I like being around other people and doing things. And, you know, maybe it took this for me to realize or whatever, but I personally, just as I'm sure a lot of people listening or, you know, and a lot of people aren't listening, not handling this all that great. And, you know, I do what I can.
Yeah. What's your day to day routine like?
I mean, you know, any kind of work that I have, I try to do, you know, if I get some freelancing type things, which I've got over the course of this, some animation stuff, work on that. I work out every day. You know, I was, before this started, I got a gym membership and was going every day. And then this happened. Luckily I have some weights and a bench and things like that. So I can't do everything I could do at the gym, but I've been doing that. You know, I joke around with our friend Eric Hora about how we want to come out of this looking like we just got out of county. And that's definitely like something that every day, like that's something I look forward to, is walking one room over and lifting weights. You know, that's like sad, but that's like one of the highlights of my day, I guess.
Yeah, no, I mean, taking out the trash has been a highlight of some of my days. I mean, it's just the little things right now.
Yeah. And you know, it's, there's not, at this point, there's not much left to watch on TV. And, you know, I make a lot of music. I've been doing that a lot. I have everything just in my living room. So I have my whole, you know, my iMac and my studio speakers and my instruments, and I got a piano behind me. I have drums set up behind me. I sleep on this couch. I just have everything here. You know, my pets, everything is just right here. And I always have access if I feel inspired to do something. I don't even have to leave the room. I can just do it, you know, on a whim. I can do whatever. But it's, you know, you would think, I see people like writing things like this, you would think that like in a time like this, you would just be like nonstop creative or like, but like sometimes, especially like you're feeling down, like that's easier said than done. You know, I always thought that I would be like this strong person and be like, oh, you know, there's this bad thing going on, but I have, you know, and there are times where I can be creative or divert my attention to something, but a lot of time is spent, you know, dread. There's a lot of dread and a lot of, you know, I think it's good to know what's going on. I wake up in the morning and it's like, make breakfast. I listen to the New York Times podcast, then like three different CNN podcasts, then an NPR podcast. Then, you know, I'm just, I feel like I want to know everything, But I think I would want to know everything even more if we didn't have like an absolute fucking idiot president who I mean, obviously we have to talk about that. It's almost like we're in some sort of weird alternate universe that doesn't seem real every time that guy opens his fucking mouth. And it just makes me feel crazy. I don't know.
Can I just say that, you know, I want you to be doing as good as possible, but part of me is, because I was kind of like before this, I was like, if Chris is just still super motivated and still pumping out music and writing a million songs every day and, you know, waking up at 7 a.m. and still being disciplined, I'm going to be like, I didn't want that, because I don't think that's fair to the rest of us right now. I think you have to be a little bit human too.
Yeah, that is not the case at all.
Okay.
I have trouble sleeping. Like sometimes I'm just,
I don't want that. I didn't want the rest.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's just being honest. I mean, yeah. Just because I'm sure, you know, I don't know. Just I'm on like weird sleep schedules, but I still wake up early because my body wakes. Well, first of all, my dog wants to go outside. So I'm like, okay. And then I just get up and just kind of stay up. And then sometimes I'm just tired, you know? And then I don't know. It's just, everything's just like, I don't even know how to describe it, but I'm sure a lot of people know what I mean. Just everything feels like a real mess. And, I don't know.
I have like probably like one day a week where I, you know, probably don't leave the bed, which part of it is because I can't go anywhere. You know, but part of it is also just really out of a routine. And I guess it's like subconsciously being, you know, depressed.
Yeah, I feel like I've been fortunate through my life to not have, you know, like clinical depression, which a lot of people have, but I definitely have never felt like this bad before, you know. And I sometimes you know, laugh. Sometimes I just have to laugh at how like bad I'm feeling. Like it just gets to that point. I'm like, oh my God, like I can't believe, like if I went back and like listened to old podcasts of ours or something, which I'm not going to do, but if I did that, I'd be like, oh my God, that was such a good time. You know, like things were so cool. Like I don't know. I don't mean to be doom and gloom.
No, just be yourself.
Just being human, you know, and you know, that's just the truth about things. And yeah, I do. I mean, it does help that I do have good friends and family to talk to, and that's cool. I feel lucky to have that. You know, like. And it's nice when people do, I've realized like which makes me want to do more of this, is like random acts of kindness or kind of go a long way right now. Literally right before we started recording this, I got a text from our friend PJ, and he said, that said, go look on your porch. And I went outside, and on my sitting on a table on the porch were 2 18 packs of eggs, 2 6 packs of Stella, and 2 loaves of bread. And I was like, wow. Yeah. That was definitely clutch, because I'm a big breakfast guy, and I've been out of eggs and been eating like some makeshift breakfasts lately. Just whatever I could find in the cupboards. And you know, I have over the course of this gone to the store twice. But, you know, I feel like this week it's got like, especially like, don't go to the store unless you absolutely need to, and wear a mask and all this stuff. And I'm like, oh, really feel like I shouldn't do that.
Yeah, no, but PJ went above and beyond. 2 6-packs, 2 things of eggs, and 2 loaves of bread, right?
Yes.
He could have totally got away with just one of each.
Yeah, he did go above and beyond. He must know. The eggs, it's funny, like the eggs and the beer will probably last me the same amount of time. It'll definitely last me, verse 18, 36. I was eating five, because I've been lifting, I was eating 5 eggs a day. Then I scaled it back to 3 just to ration a bit. But, that was very nice. Mike, you sent me a belt, which was really nice.
Oh, yeah. I tried to keep that a secret.
I'm still trying to. Someone sent me at some point. I thought it was you, but it apparently wasn't. Somebody at some point sent me a set of cat butt magnets. But then the thing inside said it was from Zeke.
Who could that have been?
I don't know. Was it you?
No, trust me. I wish it was.
But I don't know who sent that. That was a while back, actually. That was before quarantine. But, they're like that really, those little things that makes you feel good, that's nice. And,
that's been my favorite part of all this is like, I mean, my neighbors have brought me like pizzas, given me food. Another neighbor's brought me like alcohol and then also being able to like help others out. Like, hey, do you need this? Do you need this? Just little stuff like that.
Yeah.
Makes me feel like I'm living in like, the 1920s.
I mean, it's crazy that we're going to be talking about, like, we're going to be elderly people and looking back and talking about this. This is something the whole world is living through that is unprecedented in our lifetimes. I guess it happened in 1918. And there's definitely been other crazy things that have happened in some people, but in our lifetime, there was 9/11, and I mean, it was a terrible thing, but it was also localized to one place. Even though it affected all of us. But this is everywhere.
Our parents' generation, my dad said he's never seen anything like this. So it's not a generational thing. It's like, a maybe every 100 years thing.
Yep.
But it's kind of cool, like, to be alive. Because I've always wondered, like, what would it be like to be alive during the Depression or World War II? And, I mean, we're alive during this, If we weren't, we'd be dead. So I kind of do enjoy it. And, I mean, the thing that our government's asking us to do is, like, watch TV.
Right. And it's crazy that when you turn on the TV and see people that for one reason or another refuse to and think they're being controlled from doing like whatever. And the crazy thing about this, which I've talked to you about, it seems like every single person who in one way or another talks shit about it gets it.
Yep.
From the very start, from what's his name?
Rudy Gobert.
Rudy Gobert making fun of it, touching all the mics. I think it was the very next day that
it was that, like, night. It was that night.
Oh my God. That he has it. And then, Boris Johnson, who is one of those people like, I'm not going to stop shaking hands with people. Like, how hard is it not to shake hands with people? Like, that's like the easiest thing in the world to do. And the people in the spring breakers and the church people. Oh my God. Like, give me a break. And the bad part about all that is, okay, it might even be, funny, not funny, but like, oh, well, that's what you get.
It's funny.
If those people would then get it. But the problem is that's not the issue. If you want to be an asshole and then get the coronavirus, that's one thing. That's your, okay, you're free to go get this possibly deadly virus if you want to, but the bad part of it is that those same people will spread it to people that don't that are being cared for, or maybe spread it to someone who, you know, works in a job where you have to be out, or, you know, has to go to the store for a person who has to go to the store for something. So, like, you know, I can't even laugh at those people, because it's like, oh, you're just screwing all of us and making this entire thing last, you know, what could have lasted a few weeks, you're going to make it last for months and months and months, because you're an asshole, you know? So,
yeah, but then at least they have to live with that too.
Yeah. I think that any person who would act that way right now is not gonna, no matter what happens, is not gonna change their tune. They're just showing their true colors, you know. But that being said, it does seem like most people are, you know, following the rules regardless of what. It just seems like a few lunatics aren't following the rules, but it seems like everyone else, regardless of what their beliefs are still realizing that this is for real. This isn't something being made up. You know, this isn't a conspiracy, you know.
No, just... I mean, I've been amazed. I think the citizens of the United States have been amazing, you know, from, I mean, the grocery store workers to the truck drivers, UPS, and I mean, obviously the nurses, the doctors. I just think everyone's been incredible. I haven't heard anybody complaining. Anytime I'm at a grocery store and I thank the cashier, they're just very nonchalant. Like, you know, it's just, that's their job. They're doing it. They're not asking for praise or sympathy, you know, anything like that. It's pretty impressive.
Right. So, you know, yeah, you do see people's spirit through times like this. It makes me, well, I'm not involved in any sort of profession or even, you know, or anything where it's necessary for or that I can really do anything. So I can only do what is being asked, which is stay home, and that's what I'm doing.
No, that's what's cool, is that's all we're asked to do. It's not that hard. Like, stay home. When you go out, wear a mask on your face. It ain't that hard to just do with what we're supposed to do, but I mean, people can't do it. But
have you gone out wearing a mask yet?
Yeah, I'm not real good at it. I wore like a gaiter, like, which is one of those things you slide over your neck and then you can pull up a little bit.
Uh-huh.
And I'm still getting used to that. But
yeah, I don't have a mask.
You got a bandana.
Oh, that's all you need. Okay. Yeah, I could do that.
Yeah.
I drove down to put a few things into the mailbox that's in front of the post office near my house. And that was the day before yesterday. And I think that was the first time I saw someone walking down the street. It was this woman with dreadlocks, and she had a like mask on and gloves, and I was just like, wow, like this is so crazy, this is so apocalyptic or something. It was just very surreal to like see that. And I know, you know, it's okay to go for a drive. I had to do something last week. I came down, I had to get tax stuff from you that was left at your house, so you just put it in your car and I got it out of your car. But that was you know, so I just basically went for a drive, didn't have contact with any other humans, but just went for a drive. And it's crazy driving down the highway and seeing like the signs that would normally say like traffic backed up or whatever, or construction ahead, that say like stay home, and then seeing all the businesses that are closed, and seeing like, you know, all this, I don't know, just strangeness everywhere. And
yeah, no, the commercials at night are crazy.
Yeah.
They're very like Black Mirror-ish, like just stay home. That's crazy. I also like that we didn't interact, even though you drove all the way to my house.
Well, know? Yeah. I mean, we're not supposed to. I mean, you brought up the commercials. What about the fact that there are, you know, I see commercials when I'm watching Hulu. Like if I watch a show on Hulu, you see commercials. The fact that there are now commercials for products, whether it's, I don't know, restaurants or anything else that are for the coronavirus world we now live in.
Yeah. Yeah. Their slogan is like pickup with no contact.
Right.
And that's all they have to say. That's what they're selling.
Yeah. And, or if you're on Facebook, like the ads that are delivered into my feed now are like fashionable face masks and like, you know, just it's just crazy how it feels like this is now normal, and who's to say how long it's gonna last? I don't know, man.
What's the first thing you want to do when they're like, okay, you can do whatever you want?
I mean, I don't know. Probably hang out with my friends. I'd like to go swimming, or you know, I hope that you know have a party, you know, or just you know, basically, I just want to hang out with my friends. Maybe play some basketball, you know, any sort of like ping pong, any kind of fun activity that I could do with my friends, you know, and be outside would be great.
Yeah, there's been a war on basketball. That's been my big thing. Is that we can't, they're taking down all the rims. They took down like 50% of the rims in New York. But I just want to shoot a basketball. And it's really, that's been my big complaint through all this.
Yeah. Well, I guess if you're playing basketball, well, not if you're playing by yourself.
I just want to shoot, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I hear you. You're going to have to get your own hoop.
Times are hard, man.
Yeah.
What's the thing you'll miss most about being quarantined?
I mean, nothing. There's nothing I will miss about this. I never thought about a virus, I don't think, but I think maybe I would have thought that, being, you know, stuck in my house for all that time and not being able to do anything. I guess maybe before this happened, I would have thought that would have been okay, or not great, but like, but it's not, it's just weird to get up and like do whatever, eat breakfast, do some stuff. And then like, you know, I get dressed like, you know, put on some clothes for the day, you know? And then it's just weird that it gets to be like 7 o'clock or something. Like, all right, well, I guess I'll put on my shorts and, you know,
wait,
it's like,
what do you put jeans on?
Yeah. Some days I do.
I knew you were putting jeans on.
I mean, some days I do.
Yeah. No, I think that's good. I've been doing just either like gym shorts or sweatpants.
Yeah. What about showering?
I try not to go more than 2 days without one. Like, I'll definitely skip a day.
Oh, yeah.
But I try not to go more than... If I go more than 2 days, I really don't feel good. Just
yeah,
mentally. Like, it's same with, like, shaving.
Mm-hmm.
And things like that. Hygiene, you know?
Well, I mean,
when I brush my teeth, I figure that's always, like, a big accomplishment.
Well, I'm still perfect on my, you know, dental hygiene and stuff. But yeah, I've definitely had some 3 day spans and maybe a 4 day span.
Boy, that's good. That's nice. It makes that shower way better.
Yeah, that's true. You know, and the most, you know, lifting weights, that's probably the most, and I don't really get like real sweaty. It's not like when I'm running or something. I don't know. It's not real proud of the fact that I'm not showering as much, but also like my pets don't seem to mind.
I mean, I think a big key of all this is like, just, we can't beat ourselves up, you know, which I definitely have been doing. It's easier said than done, but I mean, we can't go anywhere. We can't see anybody. We're going to like have some, you know, like be mad at ourselves for not doing this and not doing that. But I think a big trick is just don't beat yourself up, and, you know, just when this is over, then you can be critical of yourself. But until then, just do your thing.
Yeah.
Don't leave the house.
I mean, we do have, I mean, could you imagine if this happened in, if this was like 1995 right now or something?
No,
like,
I could not. I would be like, that's the one thing I get when I see these spring breakers. Cause if I was at my parents' house and it was 1995 with no internet, nothing, I would be crazy.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think it's so much the parents part of it. I mean, I just meant like, yeah, mainly we have the internet and we have phones and, you know, in the room I'm sitting in, I have a TV, multiple video game systems, all connected to the internet, every like service like Netflix and Hulu and whatever else, you know, Amazon Prime. And then I also have this device in my hand at all times that does everything, and, you know, a laptop and you know, like all this stuff that like, yeah. But at the same time, that, geez, staring at screens, man, that's when it starts to feel real Black Mirror-ish, you know? It's just like always looking at a screen.
Yeah. I don't even want to look at like what my phone usage is per day. It's got to be astronomical.
Yeah. And it's just like the same stuff. Like, and I know I'm not, and you know, we're making this podcast. So, cause I have liked listening to podcasts. Like if I'm, you know, doing something, put that on and just, you know, at least know that someone else is like experiencing this too. So I hope that's what this can be for someone else. Not that we're saying anything that anyone isn't feeling, but you know, my heart goes out to anyone that's by themselves through this, because I also am. And it just like, it's weird. I don't know. Like you feel like a hermit or something. And, so if you're going through it alone, you're not alone. There's a lot of other people doing that same thing. You know, well, you know, I see people, I could see both sides of it. I see people like jokingly complaining about like being, you know, like basically trapped with their family or whatever. But like, I don't know. I could see both sides of that. I think that like, if you're fortunate enough to be like holed up with other people, that's probably pretty nice. Cause at least you could do something like play a game or like,
yeah,
you know, or like, you know, I feel like the like, I'm not like throwing a pity party for myself here or anything, but like the sad part is like making dinner for yourself. That's where it's like, oh, like it feels like, I don't know, feels kind of bad.
No, I mean, it's like, it's solitary confinement. And to the people that are complaining about being with their family, like if you don't like being with your family, that's your fucking fault, man. That's on you.
Yeah.
You're doing something wrong. I mean, I get it. You can do it like every now and then you can joke about it, but still, that's your family.
Yeah. I am fortunate. I do have three pets that are very affectionate, and that's pretty cool.
Like, oh, pets are huge during this.
Yeah. And that's, I don't know if it's like recommended or not recommended to adopt. It's probably always recommended to go adopt a pet. I'm just talking about the actual like going and interacting with the people who you would adopt it from. I'm sure they have like ways to do it, but like this would be the ultimate time to do that, because you could spend so much time with your, you know, your new friend, whether it's
I think it's so important. Like, I really don't, I mean, I'm not even exaggerating. Like, I think pets right now are majorly important.
Yeah. It's funny. Like, it's funny every night when it's that time of night where I decide, like, okay, well, now I'm going to lay on the couch and just, I never used to want, like, I'd put the TV on, like, on a sleep timer for maybe half an hour or something. But now I let it just play all night until, like, it eventually turns off.
Yeah, I like that.
But what's funny is, like, it's like, okay, well, now it's time to lay on the couch. So I go grab a pillow and get the blanket. And then it's like clockwork. All the pets, like, arrange themselves on top of me. And then it's like, oh, this is nice.
That's
like, everybody,
really nice, man.
Everybody has their little place. And that's.
Is it a routine where, like, you know, Zeke sits in one place, Zoe sits in another?
It's funny. It's like clockwork. And now I feel bad for Andre, my dog Andre, who for some reason now, which he is doing right now, sleeps on the floor. And I don't know why. And it might be because maybe the cats were mean to him or something. I don't know. He also has, before this all started, I didn't know it was going to happen. And he is so shaggy right now. And I feel bad because, you know, this is the time of year where I go get his spring haircut, get him shaved down so he feels good. But I let his hair grow in the winter because he has to go outside and figure that will keep him warm when he's outside. But now he's just like shaggy boy. So yeah, for some reason he's been sleeping on, or maybe it was like in my sleep, I was accidentally knocking him off the couch. I don't know what it was, but now my girl cat Zoe, I sleep on my side and she, it's like, the second I lay down on my side, she's like, meow, walks right over and just right behind my knees, like positioned right behind my knees. And then Zeke will usually sleep like on top of my shoulder or something. So
that's amazing.
Know, yeah, they're very affectionate. And they're good friends. And I always thought that, like, oh, I like hanging out with animals more than people. And I think that that's one of the things that I did realize is, like, I really love animals, but I do like people too.
Yeah. I mean, you got to have some conversation. Do you have any, like, quarantine buddies? Like, I know me personally, like, my girlfriend and me live separate and we obviously hang out together and I stay at her place and she stays at mine. But I did have, like, I was talking to Nick the other day and he was like, surprised that we were doing that as if we were going to stay separate. And I don't know what anyone else's thoughts are on that, but do you have anyone that you're like, you know, you have a pact with, like, okay, we'll just hang out with each other kind of deal?
Nope. You know, before it got, like real serious, I would hang out with our friend Johnny sometimes. And then also me and our friend Jerse, he would come here and lift weights with me. But, you know, the past couple weeks, that's all come to an end. So no, I don't have, no, I have no pacts with anybody, no pacts. You know, the most, you know, talk to friends throughout the day on text, and once in a while there's this house party app because we used to go to trivia on Monday nights. So now the people I go to trivia with we'll get on this house party app that, like, you can all see each other and play some trivia or something like that, which is cool. But yeah, not trying to be a bummer about the whole thing, but I don't know. Yeah, some days I'm pretty productive. Like, we definitely did some punchline stuff during this, which that has been kind of the highlight of it for me, is that we recorded a new song remote, like we all recorded our parts in our different places and released that song, and then, you know, made a music video for that song from videos that people sent to us, and then we put them together into a music video. And then we also did a thing where we all, where we played the song live and we all did a video recording of ourselves, and then they all sent them to me and I edited it together. And so doing like creative things has definitely been the little bit of good thing from this. But like we were saying earlier, you don't always have that in me to, you know, feeling super down, you know, sometimes it's not easy to motivate yourself to do that. So I don't know. Working out has helped with that, because it's kind of like, if you can get yourself to go do that for whatever, 45 minutes or whatever it takes, then kind of keep going from there, if or something.
It's kind of like it gets you some momentum. I mean, I get even just like, if I just wake up and do the dishes or sweep the floor, I get momentum, and that's been rare, because usually it's just watching press conference after press conference and being mad. And a big thing of mine, I think I try to like be smarter than everyone and try to figure it all out, when it doesn't matter. Like, nothing I've texted or tweeted or thought or said, nothing, it doesn't change anything, you know. I might as well just shut it off and just enjoy what I'm doing.
It's just vent. I mean, sometimes it just feels good to vent along with a chorus of other people who are venting. And, you know, I know that, you know, sometimes I'll write something or tweet something or something. And I know that someday maybe I'll look back on it and be like, oh God, you're so dramatic or whatever. But like, just sometimes you just are feeling so bad, or like, or feeling so mad. I mean, every time Trump opens his mouth, I just cannot take it. I can't watch it. I'll even see the highlights of it or whatever, and just be like, oh, I can't take it. I can't, I can't imagine anyone in the world who is less qualified to be in the position of being the voice of reason and calming to people. Like, you're just doing the exact opposite of what you should be doing every step of the way, being such an asshole. I can't, it just fills me with rage, you know, and I know I'm not alone in that.
I mean, one of the tricks I've been doing is I'll like text with a few different, like my aunt and uncle, I'll text with them during the press conference, you know, because we're kind of all in agreement and on the same page, and we can kind of, you know, just texting with them allows me to not go insane. Otherwise I should just shut them off, but it's kind of like a drug where I can't turn away, and it might make me feel better for that minute, but in the long term it doesn't.
Yeah, it definitely doesn't. And you know, yeah, it is. I do think it's important to, I mean, I guess I'm thinking out loud here, but is it, if I'm staying in my house and doing what I'm supposed to be doing, then what am I, if you're torturing your brain with it, then what's the difference? I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. And I don't know. I guess I just like to be informed.
But I mean, you could easily just have someone call you and tell you like, okay, now you can leave your house and you can do this, this, and this. You know, like, if you want me, I'll let you know. Because part of me does just want to shut everything off.
And yeah. I mean, it'd be an interesting experiment to, I mean, I haven't done it yet, and I don't know that I necessarily could or would, but it'd be interesting to go like 2 days, just 2 days of no updating the news, no looking to see how many people died, no, you know, just just go 2 days of like break from everything. But I don't know. I don't know what's better. I like to be informed. I like to know what's going on in the world. So I don't know.
One of the weird things about this is it was unpredictable to start, but now it seems totally predictable. Like my buddy Chad's, he came within like 41 deaths of predicting it exactly right. Like he told me like, okay, this is what it is today. In 7 days, it'll be this. Like it's all just kind of math at this point.
Yeah. That's what's the infuriating thing about the whole thing is that imagine how many less people will have and would have died had we done the right thing right off the bat instead of all, you know, that's what drives me crazy. Like I cannot believe that. I cannot believe that the people in charge knew about this and let this happen. I can't believe it. I can't. When you look at that, there are other countries that did the right thing and South Korea did the right thing. And look what they smashed it. You know,
they had the same, their first case was the same day, or their first death was the same day as ours. And they are back to normal. And a big thing of that is because they can get tested at like at any time they want. Like that's where right. Justin's over there. He said like, if he wants, because I was like, I could not get tested if I had every symptom in the book. And he was like, I could get tested as a joke right now if I wanted to.
Wow.
And that's, you know, and then also like pictures of their subways, everybody has masks on because they have enough masks to give to the citizens, where, you know, we don't even have enough for the nurses. So
it's just,
they were prepared and we weren't, has been the difference.
It's just insane, man. It's insane. And there's a documentary on Netflix called Pandemic.
And it's from that?
Yeah, did you watch it?
No, I didn't watch it. I don't want to see that right now. I think I'm going to go crazy.
I mean, what you'll go crazy about is the fact that, I don't know if that thing was made a year ago or 2 years ago, but you watch it and it's like, they are literally predicting this is about to happen. And, you know, Bill Gates is on it. He's talking about how it's about, like, it's a bunch of scientists and people in the know talking about how this is about to happen. And showing all, you know, it's everything you want to know. It's scary and it's whatever. But like, I watched that as soon as this started happening, I had seen it on it there for a while. And I started watching it. I don't know. I watched it probably 3 or 4 weeks ago. And I'm like, oh my God, if people would have just watched this documentary, they're literally saying this is about to happen. And then it happened. It's unreal.
Well, and I mean, it was happening in every other country besides ours prior to this. You know, it was kind of, that should have been a heads up. And then even when it was happening in the United States, I loved how like West Virginia had no cases. So they're just like, all right, we'll just do our thing. We don't got to worry about it.
Right.
You know, and every state would do that until then they got like too many cases. And then they'd be like, all right, now we can't do anything. But it's like, you guys blew your chance. Like no one will learn their lesson from this thing. And like you said, it punishes those who kind of mock it or ridicule it.
Yeah, absolutely. And the, you know, the crazy thing, are there still states that aren't enforced? I think
there's a couple. I think 95% of us are on the stay at home. And there's like still a state, I think Arkansas, which, you know, that makes sense. But Arkansas still is doing their thing.
Oh, these fucking states, man. Florida. Which state just like opened the beaches back up for people? Like, are you kidding me? It's just so stupid. Oh.
No, and like all the states that waited, now their peak is going to be like a couple weeks from now, where they could have just, you know, taken their medicine and they'd be opening back up sooner than later. Now it's prolonged. you know, which is what we all should have just done. Just,
I mean, dude, and the people, it's all fucking right wing assholes too. Like, I mean, obviously, like, just, I mean, as of today, like, you know, I don't, it's not that, like, I most definitely do not like Joe Biden. I'll tell you that right now. Will I vote for him over Trump? Of course I will. But, like, do I like him? No. But it's just all, it's always fucking Republicans. It's always, is there a Democrat governor who's refusing to, like, close, tell people to self? No. Why is that? Why is it that way? Why is it also the right wing people that are saying, that value the economy over human lives? That's just that way of thinking is just, you're not gonna have an economy if people are dead. You're not gonna have economy if no one can go anywhere because there's a deadly virus. It's just gonna be worse. You know, everyone could have taken a couple weeks off of everything, just put everything on pause. If everyone would have done that, then this would have been just a blip. This would have been a couple weeks where we could have just hung out in our houses and, like, but no, now it's a problem. Now there is a serious, like, what's going to happen? You know, so many people don't have jobs and things like that. So yeah, it is a very, very serious problem now.
Yeah, I look at it like there's like a big monster, and that's the virus standing in front of a cave. And there's a ton of gold inside the cave. And some people are like, well, we should just go get the gold now. Let's go get the gold. And then there's other people that are like, well, we got to kill the monster first. Like, once we kill the monster, we can have as much gold as we want. But let's focus on killing the monster. And then but half the people are just like, nah, let's just get the gold. Let's go get the gold. And they're right. Just going to get killed by the monster. Like, you got to kill the monster before you get the gold. It's an obvious step you got to take first. We just need to focus on killing the monster.
It's crazy too, like, how fragile and weird of a thing that money is. You know what? It's worth something because we say it's worth something, but what happens if everything just collapses and then all, whatever that number is in your bank account or whatever that those stocks that you own aren't, like, what happens when those mutually agreed upon things that we value just isn't worth anything? Cause that happens to places, that happens to countries, you know, like, where your money's not worth anything anymore. So it's just, I don't know. It seems to me like the most valuable thing on earth is life, is health and life. There's nothing. I don't care what mineral or I don't care gold or diamonds or whatever, like, human life is worth more than anything.
That's what Andrew Cuomo said, that, you know, a rich man is someone that has his health. God bless him.
You love the Cuomos.
You love this Cuomo, man.
I think that, I don't know. Yeah, I think that he's been pretty good through this. He's been basically the president through this. He's been so much better than the president, he's been infinity times better than the president through all of this.
He knows it too, which is pretty cool, because he won't tell you. Like, he ain't like Trump, who has to tell you how good he's doing. Like, Cuomo just knows, I'm just gonna go out here and I know I look better than him, and that's enough.
But, you know, I still think he's kind of a goof.
What? I don't.
Yeah. Yeah. But I don't know.
You must not be listening.
No, I'm listening. I think he's doing a good job.
When he gives you his 2 cents and he says it might only be worth a penny and a half and you don't got to listen to it. Come on.
Yeah, that's good. It's good. Yeah, for sure.
Dude rides a motorcycle. That's his thing. Like, if he could be riding his motorcycle now, he would be. He said.
Yeah. But, yeah, man, just wild times. Hey, if nothing else, they got us podcasting again.
Yeah, no, I mean, there's no way either of us could have said no. Like, there's no excuse, you know?
Yeah.
Have you called anyone just to talk to them?
Yeah, I have. And, you know, I've had friends call me too. And, you know, there's never a big phone guy.
No, that's why I was asking. I don't think we've ever, like, just chatted on the phone. You know, there, if we're talking, there's a reason. But I
right.
know that, because I definitely call more people to talk, and definitely appreciate when, I love when people call me now.
Yeah. Yeah. It's something to do for a little while.
But I still feel like I'm bugging people though if I do call them.
Yeah. I don't really call people unsolicited. I don't know if I'm using that term correct, but
yeah, that sounds
cool. I would probably text them first and then people ask them if they want to talk on the phone. Not that there's anything wrong with calling people. It's just, I'm a little bit shy about that or something. I don't know.
You're not FaceTiming anybody on a whim.
No, definitely not. Never. One thing I can say for sure is that I know, and this could be a weakness of mine, but it's like, I never want to feel like I'm bothering someone. And the first hint that I get that I'm bothering someone, even if it's not true, even if it's just like, I feel like yeah. I am, I'm not going to say I'll never talk to them or whatever, but I won't initiate like whatever, hitting them up again or anything like that until they hit me up. You know?
Yeah. What's weird is you've never once bothered me. I don't think you've ever, I mean, I'm sure you bothered someone out there, but I doubt it's anyone that you're going to call, you know?
Yeah.
But I mean, I'm the same way. I always feel like, they're going to be really mad that I'm calling them right now.
Yeah. That's not the case. You know, I can't imagine, unless you're calling someone all the time or something.
Right. No, but I mean, I could almost tell you everyone that has called me, because it's how much like that is important. And I, you know, appreciate that. When this is over, don't call me. But right now I do.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I will say about our podcast that despite the fact that we haven't made an episode since last July, for some reason I still get emails all the time about people subscribing to it. And I don't know if it's just people that are stumbling upon it and need some guidance in their 30s, which we don't really do too much of.
How old are you now?
I'm 39.
When are you 40?
Very soon.
What's gonna happen then? I guess I'll just take over. Because I got a contract extension.
Yeah, we could probably extend our contract. It doesn't really matter.
Now, what this has taught us all is that being in your 30s isn't as important as we thought it was.
Yeah, and I think that you're in your prime as long as you take care of yourself and you keep striving towards whatever that thing is that you want to strive towards, that, you know, it's not until you give up that you're not in your prime. Soon I'll be in my golden prime, you know?
I think you're going to like your 40s.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe. I don't know. I don't think I have the same sense of optimism that I had, you know, back when we were in our podcasting heydays. I become a little more of a glass half empty type of guy, but I don't know, that hey, could change.
Nothing wrong with that. But in 2 weeks on your birthday, are we gonna do like a big hangout session where? How many boxes can you get on your computer screen of different people?
I don't know. What program, like Google Hangout or something? I don't know.
I don't know. I feel like I've seen what the cast of Hamilton, I think, sang a song.
Do you think the cast of Hamilton will sing me a song?
I don't see why they wouldn't. We'll give them a 2 weeks heads up.
Yeah.
Is that what you want?
That is what I want.
Okay. Have you ever seen Hamilton?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
I went a few years back on Valentine's Day, went to New York to see it. It was good.
All right. Well, I'll see if we can't get the cast, we can at least get other people to just sing it, you know?
Yeah, that'd be cool.
That's been a fun thing that I've been doing is me and my girlfriend will sing songs in the kitchen and we'll play the song and then we both look up the words on our respective phones and, mm-hmm. you know, so we have the lyrics in front of us. Right. So like if you guys are at home and you want to try that out, that's something everyone could do.
Yeah, that sounds fun.
Yeah. I think that will help a lot of people out.
Yep. Good advice.
That's really all I got.
Yeah. Okay. So this was our first episode back. Sorry. If it was a little bit of a downer, but it's just talking from the heart.
No, that's good, man. It's honest. That's what's important. Honest. If not, it's refreshing.
If nothing else, it gets me and you talking to each other again.
Yeah, for all I know, you're not recording this, and this was just your way to talk.
This was just a phone call. You just got to put a microphone. It's all you got to do is put a microphone between two people, and you never know. Enforce them to talk, and you never know what's going to spill out of them.
No, I think that's what you should do, is have fake podcasts with everyone.
Yeah, maybe I'll just host my own fake podcast that I don't actually record. Do it by myself, like kind of Marin style, like Marin's intros.
Yeah, you could have like eight people lined up every day.
Yeah.
Will you at least do a fake podcast with somebody?
Now that we've established this podcast being back a little bit, maybe we'll just podcast all we want. Podcast as much as you want. Send me the file. I don't care what it is. Do it on your voice memo. Send it to me. It'll be sent to everybody, you know? Everybody that cares.
That I can do this at home, I mean, I'm all about it. Now that I have nothing else to do. But I'm just doing stuff from your own home is way easier for me. I guess that's like a no-brainer, you know, but
true. Yeah, and I'm not gonna like put the theme song at the beginning of this. Or you think I should?
Like, you don't have time to put the theme song on. I think you could put the theme song on.
Can I end the episode with the new punchline song?
Yeah, you can do it. You can do whatever you want. I just don't half-ass it and don't put a theme. You know, no theme song.
Okay, I can do that.
Yeah, no.
I just gotta find the file somewhere on my computer. I gotta
sing it yourself. Re-record it. We got all the time in the world.
Yeah, true.
You know, at least 2 months.
Yeah, that's a good point. All right. Well, so maybe we're back. Maybe we're back. And maybe, you know, I don't know that every episode should just be us talking about the coronavirus the whole time. Maybe we need to.
No, I think we got it. We got it out of our system. I think the people needed this, you know?
Yeah, they did. They don't even know they did, but I'm sure they did. And, do you think we still have fans in the Netherlands?
Something for in 2 weeks for your you going to be 40 in 2 weeks?
Yep. Yep.
All right. Well, we got to do something special for that.
All right. That sounds good.
We restarted this just in time.
Yeah, that's true. All right, man. Well, I'll be talking.
Hey, I gotta get out of here.
All right, man. All right. I'll see you.
I don't think I took it for granted. Like going outside to play with my friends. And something goes like this and you don't expect it. And those moments are memories instead. But right now, I feel it, I feel it, I feel it, I feel it for everyone. I feel it for everyone at home. I feel it for anyone who's gotta go out there. And anyone out there who feels alone, just stay home.